Sentire Media.
In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Hello, young detectives. Welcome to another thrilling episode of Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your guide, Luca. And today, we're stepping into our time machine to zip back to ancient Rome, ready to uncover the incredible story of Spartacus, the most famous gladiator who turned into a real-life hero. Buckle up, because this story has twists, turns, and some epic battles. Picture this. A long, long time ago, in ancient Rome, there was a gladiator named Spartacus. Now, gladiators were warriors who fought in big arenas like the Colosseum, entertaining crowds with their skills. But our hero Spartacus, he was not just any gladiator. He was about to change history. Spartacus was once a soldier, but he was captured and forced to become a gladiator. Imagine having to fight just to entertain others. Not fun, right? But Spartacus had the heart of a lion and the smarts of a fox. Even though Spartacus was one of the best gladiators, he did not like being forced to fight. One day, he decided enough was enough. He didn't want to fight for someone else's entertainment anymore. So, guess what he did? He planned a daring escape. Spartacus gathered up his friends and 70 other brave gladiators who decided to fight back and out of their captivity. But the only weapons they could find were small things like forks and spoons from the kitchen. Talk about a dinner party gone wild. But they were incredible fighters, and they were able to escape their captivity. Once free, they ran to the slopes of Mount Vesuvius. The other gladiators loved Spartacus and wanted him to be their leader. Together, they began to search for and gather other escaped slaves, and soon he had an army of his own. Can you believe it? From kitchen spoons to leading thousands.
Wow!
Now, Spartacus and his army were free, but they wanted more. They wanted to end slavery in Rome and live in peace. They knew that it was wrong and wanted everyone to be free. So they fought back against the Roman armies. Spartacus was clever and brave. His battles were epic, and in one famous battle, he and his army even made ropes from vines and climbed down a steep cliff to surprise attack the Romans. Talk about a sneak attack. For 2 years, Spartacus and his army won many battles. They became heroes, too many, but also a big headache for Rome. They needed to stop Spartacus from freeing the slaves, and they stopped at nothing to capture him again. Unfortunately, every hero's tale has its ups and downs. Spartacus was eventually defeated, and everyone said that he was killed by a powerful Roman general named Marcus Licinius Crassus in the final battle. But here's the twist. His body was never found. Spartacus may not have won in the end, but he left behind a legacy of courage and the fight for freedom that inspired people all over the world for centuries. He showed that standing up for what's right, even when it's tough, is what makes a true hero. And guess what, young detectives? People are still telling stories about Spartacus today. Movies, books, and yes... Well, that's the tale of Spartacus, the gladiator who fought not just in the arena, but for freedom! I hope you enjoyed this journey back in time on Italy's History Mysteries. Stay curious, keep exploring, and join me, Luca, next time for more mysteries from the past. Who knows what other heroes we might meet? Until then, goodbye, young detectives!
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentere Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero. Voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher. And original music by Matt Welch.
Sentire Media.